Shanti. Again, good morning, Om Shanti, and welcome to everyone online as well. So this morning we have the pleasure of Ambika Didi to share with us for the class. So Ambika Didi is almost 50 years in Gyan. She's the Bangalore sub-zone in charge, where there are many centres, sub-centres and Gita Pathshalas. She's the Spark Wing chairperson and is going to share with us about her experiences, particularly experiments with Hridaya Pushpididi on the point of light. And no doubt there are many other things that she can share. So, Ambika Didi, thank you for joining us today, and over to you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. I shall share my experiences with Dadi Hridaya Pushpa, who was called as a Holy Mother by Brahmin Parivar. Dadi was so loving, caring, and I can say must yogi. And if she sits for yoga, 5:30 in the evening, she will get up at 11:30, 12 o'clock, 12:30, rocky days. Minimum 2-3 hours, not less than it. And she sits, she's totally off from the corporeal world. And we can see that not Baba's children but newcomers, they sit in front of her, they just get lost. We have to say, get up. That was the stage from beginning to the end I experienced very closely with her. Being with her, the way she used to share the experiences with Baba, Mama and the Brahmin Parivar from 1936 to 52, she was sent to Bangalore. See the extreme faith and the love can move mountains. So that I saw in the life of Dadi Hridaya Pushpa. Before that is 1952, Baba told her, giving 5 rupees in her hand, go to Bangalore and give my message. She said, I don't know Bangalore, no language and nobody there. He said, child, I am with you. I will do the service and your duty is only to remember me. She made pakka that my duty is only to remember him and the rest Baba will do everything. She started her journey. She came and got on in station and the rickshaw fellow took that 5 rupees. And she was totally nothing in her hand. At the time, the yagna started, her Laukik sister, younger sister, she came to Bangalore, she was with the family and they were not in knowledge, the family, but she was knowing about Baba. And the way she entered the compound, she just near the door, she called her sister and asked, Baba has sent me. She told you, come inside. Food and all, she was knowing the whole thing. And Dadi said that she she didn't feel like entering the home and sitting there inside. She just saw the hall, came out. She was walking in the compound, inside the compound. After 3-4 hours, she was sitting outside telling Baba, "Baba, you said that you will do the service, but it is impossible for me to stay here." That missing, you know, that leaving Mama, Baba and going out. She was telling, "How can I leave without you?" Lastly, Mama, Baba, no, each Dadi, when they were sent out, they used to hold both the hands, take them, then leave. It was so difficult, that departure. You know, that feelings. You know, that time, about 5 o'clock, the 5 people came there. Outside, seeing Dadi, they asked, "Mataji, you are a yogi and you will teach yoga? You are a yoga teacher?" Seeing her face, you know, they asked. She said, "Yes." They said that we will provide the place for you, then you teach us yoga, meditation. She said, "Okay." See, without knowing anything, she said, she had one small bag, 2 dresses, 1 bedsheet. She took that and went. And no kitchen, nothing. There was one small, very small room. And the general toilets for that 8 rooms, 4 this side and that side. They said, 2 days over, and they all came with their wives, you know, the yugal. They came there with the family, and those matas, they used to see that she is not preparing anything, how she is living. What about her food? 3rd day she asked that, "Where you are cooking and what about your food?" She smiled. She didn't say that, "Nothing, I am eating nothing." She smiled. They understood. Immediately they brought some things for cooking and all that. That way the journey started. And people came. It is a big history anyhow. Whatever the services went, it was only with the touchings of Baba. Day and night she will sit in Baba's remembrance in such a way, you know, like, you know, the totally merged in the love of Baba. That way her remembrance was. She used to extremely love the Baba. Even Janaki Dadi, all the Dadis used to say, her name itself was Chodgaya Balam. When they used to put that, you know, song, she will be out and she will dance with Baba, Mama, and that was the stage. So that way, and after 15-20 days, Baba gave a telegram, "Mama is coming to Bangalore." She thought, where she will stay and what can I do? And such a small room and 1 general toilet. And there, again, she was speaking to Baba. She had she was a trans messenger also. And once Baba came in her, very initially, after Baba leaving, after 69, when Didi asked next that, "You sit," she said, "No." I told, "Why you said no?" She said that it is not easy job. It is like living body and going to Baba and then Baba is coming. That experience is very, very powerful. So I told, "Kulzar Dadi is there. She will sit. And I want to meet Baba. I want to see Baba, speak to Baba." So that way, you know, the Mama, when she came, the way Baba did the service, it is all with the touchings and such a big program, and for Mama, very big bungalow. It is like a palace. He is one of the devotee of Saraswati, Jagadamba Saraswati. He came in contact, and the services, Mama stayed there more than a month. And many souls came that time and they became regular. Then Mama asked, where you are staying? You have arranged for my stay and the services is okay. Unless you show, she said, Mama, it's okay. I am staying nearby only. She was avoiding, she said, unless I see your residence, I will not go from here. Because Baba has said that you see my child, what she is doing, where she is. You know, so she came, see, Mama kept a kerchief like this, entered the room and saw the room. She said, pack all your things. I can't leave you. Baba has sustained you children like a princess. And you are staying like this? So come. She said, no. I am the soldier. I can't fail. So I will do something and then come. Bring the souls and then come to Baba. So that after a request, Mama left her and went back. There the, you know, the services took a speed. Then some of the Matas who were 1937, they went to Bangalore. Just they heard about Baba, the Sakshatkar, little knowledge. And there, see, she had only one bed sheet. Bangalore was too cold that time. It was like a jungle, you know, very small village like Bangalore. Now it is so big, totally developed. So if you put the bed sheet down, nothing above, then if you put then nothing down, it is so chill and so cold. Baba gave a vision to those matas and said that where you are sleeping, see where my child is. Even when the, see, rice is there, no dal, and coffee powder is there, no sugar, no milk, that way the things were. He used to show them that you see my child and where you people and where she is. That way they used to come running with the things. And one Mata, when he showed, she made a cart, beautiful cart, bed. She brought and she said, this Baba has told that you should use it. He has told that you see my child. Till the end, Dadi was on that cart. When we said it has become too old, she'll remove. She said, no, it is Baba has given me what you will give me. I don't want anything. That way, you know, the faith in Baba, you know, the Baba's extreme love, that is vice versa, no? Her love to Baba and Baba's love to her. You know, that way the whole services in the south, I can say, in Karnataka, the, you know, Mirabhen, Mrutyunjay Bhai, Karuna Bhai, and now so many others, they all came only seeing Dadi's eyes, because she was not knowing the language, Kannada. She used to say 2-3 words, you are a soul, I am a soul, and God above, and Brahmalok. She used to give drishti, they are out of body. And experiencing, then they came. That way, after coming, the gradually they understood Hindi from Dadi. And so many souls, they are totally Baba's experience from drishti, to taking drishti from Hriday Pushpa Dadi. So this was the initial days when Dadi started her service. When we all came, Dadi used to share her experiences and make us to experience. Sometimes, you know, we used to sit after 9 o'clock finishing everything. Their experience used to go at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and one day it was 4 o'clock. And Dadi's never, especially Dadi, where I stayed with her, never compromised with Srimad. See, 4 o'clock over, she didn't say that you go and sleep. She said you go and do yoga, speak to Baba, then take little rest, get ready and come exactly before 7 to the class. neither she slept nor she was totally with Srimad till the end, last days. Even, see, she used to travel. At that time it was an ordinary buses, you know, the red buses of government. And one day we came from Kurnool at 1 o'clock. Even that time, Dadi Chandramaniji was also there. And I said that, anyhow, 1 o'clock over, you take a rest. Not necessary to come to the hall. And we will see to it. She said, she stared and said, which Murali Baba has told that, if you have a long journey and not to come to class for yoga. No? Before us, she was there, 3:45, and giving drishti so strong. That was the, you know, Baba's, the value of Srimad. Whatever Baba says means we have to do. Their off and off or excuses are not today, tomorrow. That was not there in their life, nor they allowed us to do that. Then Dadi used to say, tell us that how Baba made us to be soul conscious. After class, Baba used to say that, children, go and you sit on the terraces, practice soul conscious. Whatever Baba said, see, churn about it, and then come and tell me. And Dadis, they used to sit opposite and practice. See, only Rajyoga meditation, Baba taught Rajyoga meditation in the world, where only with the open eyes we meditate. Not any other meditations of the world. They close the eye. So Baba said that you have to see only the light, not even the eyes. You practice that. They used to sit opposite. With the concentration, even the eye comes down. And if they see other's eye, they used to say, fail. Again, let us start the practice. That way, long hours, Dadi used to say, we have practiced this. And to take us out of body, to make us to experience us, Baba said that you have to practice that you are in the deity body, Vishnu Chaturbhuj. You don't be in the old body. This body you should not see. Neither your body nor other's body. Dadi used to say, we used to think that Vishnu Chaturbhuj and I, the soul, the light is in that body. And we did not see mirrors for 2 years. So strictly we practiced, and Dadi used to say, you practice that. If you want to be a true yogi, you change your vision. That your eye should be on a point of light, nothing else. That way, she used to, one day Baba told that, today you have to be just soul conscious, practice that soul conscious. Day finished, she said that, Baba, night also I want to practice soul conscious. You give chuti. Means, you give us the chance. Baba said, okay, bachi, jao. You go and practice. Whole night she sat, I am soul, I am soul, I am light. I am point of light, I am Baba's child. She didn't sleep, and morning she was so happy. And she came and told to Baba, Baba, whole night I was practicing, saying that I am soul, I am point of light. So I am soul conscious. Baba said, no, nothing. She asked, why? I did not forget at all that I am light, I am point, I am soul. He said, child, now the soul is trying to accept, tell the intellect that I am soul, not the body. You are just starting. You did not become soul. Baba said, Dadi asked Baba, then how shall I know that I am soul conscious. Then Baba said, when you become soul, you will not say to yourself, I am soul, I am point of light, I am radiating light and mind, I am now living body, going out of body. You are that. Now, you don't practice, no, I am Hrudaya Pushpa, I am Hrudaya Pushpa, I am this, I am this. You are natural. Same way, when you become soul, you are a point. When you say I, your consciousness works here. You are very clear where the feeling of the skin will not be there. The concentrated feeling of the soul, the conscious will be natural, becoming embodiment of light. You are a light. That is the proof, the first proof. The second is, Baba said, child, when you become soul conscious, the peace, the love, the purity, the knowledge, the bliss and the power, that will be naturally there. It is not that you will practice, I am peaceful soul, I am loveful soul, I am knowledgeful soul. No. Each second, the love, the knowledge, the power, the bliss, this will work naturally. As now body conscious, you will not say that I am body, but bodily qualities work naturally. It has become nature. Suddenly you will get angry. Suddenly you don't say that now I am speaking. I am getting angry. You don't say it, it will come naturally. Whatever negatives, according to the situation, it will just come out, you will burst out. So when you become, that is the proof of body conscious. When you become soul conscious, the soul innate qualities work naturally, where the trace of this negativity, the waste and the impurity will not be there. That is the proof of complete soul conscious. So this, when you become, then you think, now I am soul conscious. So she used to tell us, now you understood what is soul conscious. So till you become that, making a nature, these qualities, naturally the nature, you have to continue the subtle practice becoming introvert. Whether you see or hear or speak, eat, drink, whatever you do, your internal, the effort should be continuous and constant. It is not that morning and evening you did and whole day when you walk, talk, see and hear you will leave. You can't become soul conscious. Just to tell that. You can't become that. So to practice this, Dadi used to make us, as 14 years Baba made them to practice whole day. Used to give a plan. Even though they have a hard work, they used to do all the type of seva, services. But still, Baba used to make them to practice, practice, practice. That way, she used to say that, go, sit in the room, give. She used to give a different way the practices of soul conscious, bodiless stages. And continuously, constantly sitting with Baba. Then seeing Baba, my feeling. Am I feel the bliss, extremely love, intoxicated when I go close to Baba? Did I really understood Baba or just knowing Baba? What is my stage? These are all the things we have to work out internally to make ourselves very strong, because the long 63 birth, the sanskaras what we have brought, you know, the results what we have brought, it is all with the body conscious. And each second, Baba used to tell, each second you all have practiced naturally the time, body, bodily being, bodily connected things. Now each second your attention should be introvert, it is to the self, and then try to become embodiment of yourself. You are soul only, na? You are not a human being. So you be that what you are. So this way, Dadi used to say, Baba made us strong with a soul conscious, which is the fundamental practice for yogi life. If we don't do this, then the yoga, the experiences, you know, the spiritual experiences of yoga, the powerful experiences of Baba's love, Baba's connection, the relationship with Baba, coming so close to Baba, that you will not experience. Then, when the experience is not very strong, then naturally, you may slip, you know, Maya may capture the intellect, that will be there. So these are the things what Dadi made us to practice very deeply and very strong. And the way she used to give a training, how to keep bhog, what we should do, Baba's bhog, how we should prepare with love and with that bhavana, you know, with that emotion of love we should keep to him. And once what happened, no? One sister, she made a sweet halwa. She forgot to put a sweet. Actually, Dadi, in front of Dadi, bhog was kept. And when Dadi took bhog, Baba said, Bachi, tumne dekha, did you, child, you, did you see what they have kept? You go and see, and then come to me. Dadi came and told, open the bhog. And there only she told, give the spoon, and little she tasted, there was no sweet. Rest was okay. She said, Baba has sent back. Go, mix it, the sweet, and then make it and come back. Then she kept bhog. 3-4 times, so many different ways, you know, the small subtle mistakes. Then Dadi used to say, when you keep bhog, before you take very little, just taste, just put in the tongue, everything is okay. Whether it is a fruit, whether whatever you have cooked, everything should be perfect and neat and clean. With so much love, bhog should be offered because it is directly to God. And Baba gives so much power. He feels so much power in it, where each child, they get that energy of Baba's bhog. Bhog is not ordinary. In temple only, they have so much value. They just, even little, they just put in the eyes and then take. It is more that. We can't, you know, keep the weight of that bhog. In which bhavana, which emotion, with what love we take, the energy comes accordingly. So this is the way, because it is a new concept now. We were not knowing what to do and what not to do. The systems, when we came initially, she taught each and everything. How we have to speak. Even there she used to give an attention. What to speak and what not to speak. How much to speak, how much not to. Only to the service, to the point, we should be not extending too much the relationship with anybody and get caught there, trapped there. Then very difficult to come out. That she was not allowing. That was the, these were the trainings given by Baba. Brahma Baba used to say, but child, how much, whether laukik or alaukik, how you should be in coming in contact with the souls, because Dadi used to ask Baba, why you are so strict? We are not going to, you know, have any such connections with anybody. The Baba used to say, child, you are too innocent. You don't know, each soul is with a, you know, load of past karmic bondages. And which load, which soul will affect you, you don't know. God knows that. So you have to be cautious of coming in contact with human souls, whether they are laukik or alaukik souls. So she used to say, we used to speak, we were not knowing. She used to ask who spoke, what they spoke, what is your reply, then correcting according to Baba. That way each step means coming in the contact with human souls is the major, major problem in our effort, because the influences in the human relationship, whether good or bad, negative or positive, are influenced with the qualities, with the specialities, with their services. All these things will very subtly affect the stage of yoga. She used to say very clearly, if you want to be yogi, you be to the point. Not extra. You can't waste your time sitting with somebody speaking for a long time. Because this is your the alaukik spiritual birth. No? Here, the value of time, the thought and the treasures given by Baba has some karma philosophy. He has given the time of this confluence means, according to his Srimad, his order, his direction, each of your seconds, your thoughts should be utilized for your improvement or for others' empowerment. Either you do your, you be self-benefactor or the world benefactor. Unless that you can't use your energy. You can't use your thought, words or the actions. So such way the karma philosophy, the depth after becoming Baba's children, how we have to be careful. Otherwise, the load, you know, going, not, I can't say you are against Baba's Srimad, but missing Baba's Srimad, big or small, but that will have a load on the head. You can understand that? Harek Srimat ke upar, Srimat ki ullangan ka boj. Understood? The load, whatever you go, you leave, you miss the Srimat, that has a little account of the action, and that will be the obstacle in your yoga. We have to be careful. Like Dadi used to say, when Baba used to tell them that get up at 2 o'clock, that time I am telling how Dadi gave an example. Dadi says, I used to get so much sleep in front of Baba. Sometimes half an hour, 1 hour, I was alert. Then one day she said that, Baba, in front of you sleeping, I feel so shame. Shall I go and sleep? The Baba said that you were in the lap of Kumbhakarna for 2 ages, half a kalpa. If you go and sleep again, Kumbhakarna will make you a child. Then you will miss everything. Child, you can't do that. He gave just a drishti. And she said, from that day to this day, I did not get sleep. Amritvel. He took my sleep. So, means, Then Baba said, the Dadi used to say, what is there if we sleep? Anything, Baba? Neend aa jata hai to kya kare? Baba said, half pass, half fail. See, you got up because it is Baba's Srimad. You obeyed. But after becoming obedient, then when you sit in yoga, the next direction is, you have to be powerful, lighthouse and might house. Take the energy from Baba, give it to the world. That was the next direction. You didn't follow that direction. So when you didn't follow means you missed it. Then the behind that is the obedience towards God. V minus, na? So that has an account on the head. So your yoga, your happiness, that cannot be there. That's what she said. That Baba, everything, even in the class, Baba used to say how you also used to sit in soul conscious sitta. That intoxication, that God has come down for my sake and personalize Murali. One to one, when you are in front of God, anybody in front of you, you can't doze, na? They are seeing, you are seeing. So in that way, Dadi used to say, personalize Murali. You are sitting one with God. Alone, not sitting with everybody and easily hearing Murali. No, you can't do that. So that way, each thing, how we have to be very careful about God's direction, because they are supreme directions for our liberation and Jivan Mukti, the fruition. Such a big, you know, the whole kalpa, whatever the attainments of such a big treasures, we should never miss, means we should never miss the directions of Baba. Half we follow, half we doesn't, then only the half mark, half you fail, half little bit, that, you know, account is there on the head, which will not hold the constant yogi. And constant karma yogi, you can't be. So we have to be careful in following Baba's directions. That way, each and every step, we have to be introvert, checking, the attention should be there. And always courageous in doing things. Even in efforts, making an effort. Sometimes you may fail, you may not do, but don't leave the hope. You say, tell to Baba everything, then you start. And one more thing she said, in life, you have to be so attentive, you and Baba, in between, your connections should be so clean, clear, transparent, you can't hide anything from Baba. Whatever the weaknesses, whatever your likes and dislikes, You may like so many other things also. Tell to Baba. Whatever is not according to him, you tell that also. He will give such a way the power for you, the current for you, Amrut Vela, that will vanish. Naturally it will vanish. So that way, Dadi, practically really, see when she said that, now when I came to, when this I applied in my life, I used to like sweets so much. When I came to Baba, I used to ask Dadi, I want to eat more. You give me. She was very lovely giving. But inside, you know, I used to tell Baba, nobody are eating, but I am eating so much. The sweets I like. So I used to tell Baba, because she taught me nothing, whether your weaknesses, whatever it is, you have to tell to Baba. Then tell Baba, sit in front of Baba. Then the energy, then gradually, you know, how much ever the sweets are kept, I was not feeling like eating. I didn't do any effort. But naturally, Baba gave energy. Such way Dadi used to say, any of your sanskara, any of your, you know, unwanted things you want to change, tell very honestly with Baba, write to Baba, then you see next day you will have a response, you will have that power, you will, Baba will delete from the sanskara. This is sure, 100%. Any problem you tell before you, he will solve that. It is definite. It is not that. But sometimes, you know, we tell, then we feel whether it will happen or not. You know, that doubt, that will spoil the result. Dadi used to say, never. Baba said means he is God, he will do it. Only the thing, give the responsibility, then don't take back. So this is how, you know, to make our effort easy. Baba used to gave them the tips, you know, to Dadis, that how you should be in the service field. Because they were sent, each Dadi was sent alone. Only in Delhi, 3-4 Dadis were together. But rest all places like Punjab, only Chandramani Dadi was sent. Different places alone. But as it is a, you know, kingdom has to be there, all the powerful Dadis, 4-5 Dadis were there in Delhi. So in such a way the services started, and how Baba made all the magic in the life, and Dadis used to give sustenance in such a way, the guidance, the power, the good wishes in such a way, that we used to change like that. And lastly, I want to share that Didi is coming, I want to share this. Dadi's whole life, what I saw, and last days of her body was not well before leaving body, I could see that whole of the time she was in front of her cart, Baba, Shiv Baba, and Krishna. 3 photos were there. She used to go on, see. And she was not in the body, we can make out very clearly. And whenever I go, she used to say, can you see Baba there? Can you see Krishna? I used to say, only Baba is speaking to you, not to me. And Krishna, only Krishna, you can see, not, I am not seeing. She used to say one or two words and then again to herself. So before one day, she'd leave a body, I could see the light body next to her. So bright. Her face, the ocean of peace with so much brightness and not in the body. I thought because she is full, I am seeing that angelic body, that light body. And the next day also, she was all right. And in the evening, little uneasy, she was giving drishti, speaking, and on second she went away. That was the long time practice of soul conscious, bodiless stage. However the situation came, it is not that in front of Dadi problems did not raise, so many big problems came. But I used to see her total stable and unshaken. Mountain-like papers came. You know? But she was laughing. She was saying, Baba is there. He is looking everything. That was the stage. And she used to tell, you all have to be that if you want to pass. These are all the side scenes. Okay?
Thank you, Didi. Ambika Didi, beautiful experience being with Hirde Pushpa Dadi, one of the beautiful Dadi in Bangalore, and one who did not know the language. And Baba sent, you know, Baba said, I will do the service. One day one person came and she said, Baba, I don't know English, now you do service. And after a while she started to speak in English. How it happened, we don't know.
Yes.
She merged. She did service, speaking English.
Yes. How? Didi, it was Bopanna brother.
Yeah.
Yes. He was knowing only English, not even Kannada little. When both speaking English.
And when Dadi used to laugh, no?
Yes.
Very nice laugh. I also took a lot of sustenance from Hridaya Pushpa Dadi in Delhi, from Rajouri Garden Center.
Yes.
You know, many Dadis used to come and stay there. So one of Dadi was our Hridaya Pushpa Dadi. Very sweet, sparkling face, radiating light. What I can remember, Dadi. Amika Didi, you share also with us something about spark?
Yeah.
Any research all of you have done?
Yes. In the spark, whatever the researches of meditation on the human body, the brain and the heart and the skin, how this Baba's energy is affecting, we have to prove in front of the world, especially the scientific community. And in 1970, Baba has told this very clearly, that my children, scientists, will come with a big missions, and they will prove in front of the world that it is God's energy, what they are absorbing. And they measure the, you know, speed of that light moving from you and the impact of that energy till the last, and how it changes the human souls and the nature. This Baba said that time when these instruments were not there. And I used to think, how can Baba is telling it measures our thought also, and the energy in each speed it is traveling, and the impact of that energy. Is it possible? But now everything is possible. Even your emotions are measured. Your eye and the vibrations, whatever coming out from the eyes, they are measuring now, whether pure or impure. The criminals are being caught because of this research, that whatever the lustful, you know, eyes, the vibrations, what it comes out, they are measuring now. The missions are available. So that way, you know, lastly they measure. That Baba said, and it is happening now practically, that FRMI, whatever the measurements, we have 22 very powerful papers in the scientific journals of the world. It has been established, and it has been written, and it has been, you know, given to the scientific community. In that, so many things in Delhi DRDO, the first thing what we started, that saying that this meditation will be very useful to the soldiers, because Leh Ladakh, the soldiers will be alone with such a cold, minus degrees, and they are more with the depressions because they are alone. And always very strictly with the stability of the mind, they have to watch the enemies. Nobody should enter to India. So it is such a stressful condition to the soldiers. That's what those directors who sat in front of us, 4 or 5 directors, they were saying how your yoga has been useful to us. You have come to DRDO here. When we explained, then he said, okay, we shall start with our people, because scientists who never believe the spirituality, we will start with them. What kind of changes comes in them? So about 120 scientists were put the missions, and they were taught initially the meditation, 7 days courses, and the tips were given for the practice. After practice, the 15 days, 1 month, up to 3 months, 15 days gap, we used to check with the missions where they could find the very challenging results in changes in the brain, in the stability and the hope, and the happiness index was prominent. Then that Selvamurthy ji, you know, that Abdul Kalam ji, his friend was Selvamurthy. That time he was a director. And he said that this will be more utilized over, you know, defense people, because soldiers are always in a stress. They want to be happy. Here, we only hardly smile whole day, not even 1 minute. We are so much with the pressures. So this meditation definitely makes us laugh. So that way, the first thing, in the first research, we could get such a Baba's energy and its result on the brain and their, with their changes in their emotions. That too, in the people who never believe spirituality. And then gradually, now with about 20 universities, we have done the MIU and the researchers are on. And in Bangalore, NIMHANS and Indian Institute of Science, they never used to allow us no appointments also. And now they have taken this, they made MIU and they have started this findings. But there in that, see, 3-4 things I want to say. In Bangalore, NIMHANS, that is the all India level neurosciences, the researchers are going on there. There, whatever they did, the research, the effect of meditation on the brain, they could find out. They did not see only with the Bangalore people, 200 brothers and sisters we sent. That doctor, Naveen, he went all around the world to BKs and took some people from the sisters, and there he could different faith and different, belief system, and he could find a very big changes all over the world, the BKs. Whenever he used to say, you don't meditate, but still he could see them in the meditation mode. That was the greatest thing he could find out. And one more thing he could find out, your yoga is such a powerful communication with the source, where the right brain and left brain, the networking is perfect. Because in the world, logical brain, left brain is working more with the people. Because with the education system and logical thinking and zero in values, right brain works with the values. Right brain is rational thinking. Because there is, I want to give one example how the right brain and left brain coordination is very important. See, nowadays children tell to the parents, what you have done for us? You have done your duty. You gave a birth, you have done some sustenance and given money. That's all. What is there? You have done the duty. But initially, when we were taught in the education system, we used to know that how our parents have took so much pain to sustain us, to make us grow and given the education, and the gratitude, attitude of gratitude, that, and to return that, what Baba was telling today, whatever they have given sustenance, taken so much pain to sustain us, to bring them up, we have to return back. That attitude is missing nowadays. That means the rational thinking, the left brain is using, they are using more nowadays, because value system is absent in the education system, where right brain is sleeping. They don't have that gratitude with anybody. It is like a business. Relationship has become a business. You are giving this, so I am giving this, finished. That's all. So that love, the caring, the sharing, the cooperation, that is not there. So, but in this, the NIMHANS research, he could find out that how no yogis, they could find out the coordination of the left brain and the right brain, and harmony between the left brain and right brain is established with Rajoga meditation and not in the other meditations of the world. And another thing, very big difference what he said is, when they used to put in the MRI machine, it will make such a big sound, big ringing sound. No? Other yogis, when they did with comparison with other yogas also. So when they made them to sleep, they said, we can't do yoga sleeping with that too, with such a noise. Nobody could practice meditation. When Baba's children were told, you sleep and then meditate, they were very happily sleeping and doing meditation. And such a nice results, they got it. So they were telling, this is now with America. Dr. Rajinikanth, he has taken the whole data of NIMHANS and they are still doing very deep research on this. What makes these people that they are beyond the sound, beyond the disturbances, and still the, you know, harmony is there and they are happy. So that way, you know, the our data are being, the Netherlands people and the other country, America and Belgium, these people are taken our data and still they are on the research. So in that way, they are doing this. And recently, with the fMRI, what they could found out means, see, people, even Baba's children, I am just telling, we should forget the negativity now in the life, very strongly. No waste, no negativity. Impurity means prohibited, like that. When, if we don't do, we are towards the danger, because more of the negativity, more of the disturbances emotionally or mentally, gray matter in the brain reduces. As the gray matter reduces, then the harmony between the neurons of the brain, cells of the brain is said to be neurons. So that will leave the coordination, interlinking with other each. See, the whole of the work will be networking with the neurons. If gray matter decreases, then everything will be in the mess. Maybe the brain will not work properly. So, the fast thinking, more of the waste thoughts, more of the negativity, and again, emotionally disturbing. This, not good. Oh, she, not good. This, I don't like. This, I hate. These are the subtle emotions which hammer the brain very powerfully, and gray matter decreases. And neurons, see, ordinary people, death of neurons because of the pressure, because of the tension and workload, 5,000 neurons per day dying in the brain. Before, in 75 and 76, when Desiraj from, Dr. Desiraj from NIMHANS, he came for the research asking, Dadi, you send your people. That time, the death of neurons, he said that neurons cannot be generated again once they die. But now with the recent research, they say that neurons can be generated if he is a meditator, if he is always pure and positive, he is always loveful to the mankind and merciful. These are the values they are telling, which can generate neurons in the brain. Means, you can get back the health of the brain by practice of meditation and the purity and positivity, what Baba says. This was the recent fMRI results where, you know, emotionally too many thinking, too much fast thinking, This, we should never allow our mind to go fast. You put a fast, you bring down your emotions, because it is drama. Each soul and its their part is preordained, and we have to see each one's part, and behind it the karma philosophy. Each one is accordingly they are going. When we understand these things, then you will never allow yourself to be more emotional and more thinking with all negativity. So this is danger.
Some people may have questions.
Any questions?
Anyone ask questions? We have few minutes. Yeah, you can come. The mic is here.
Yes.
Please come. Mic is here.
So, this practice of soul conscious is very essential.
I do not have any question. Just an experience. In the morning, in the Murli class, Didi came. And somehow I could feel the pull of the energy. And this morning when we were coming, my wife and my sister are sitting there. So they said, "Do you want to go?" And I said, "No, I'm feeling tired. I want to sleep." And then I thought, hang on, Didi is there. I may sit down, and when I'll sit down there listening to her, I may go to sleep, but then her words will be going in my head. When I wake up, it'll be her speaking again. And I can tell you, it was such a beautiful experience coming in out of my, you know, brain dead, if I may say. Thank you, Didi. Thank you so much. I could feel the energy, and which I must say, I've never felt in a very, very long time. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the other question here was, can we access those research papers or research information?
Yeah.
How can we access that?
This is Shrikant Bhai. Here is our office, room number 13, in the training section. There you can go, and whatever our papers and the details of the whatever the research and the results of the research, you can share with the scientific community, and even in education, you can guide them that nowadays, see, our scientists went to 7 universities recently. They could find out 70% of the children are with a depression, that attention deficit diseases, where they cannot concentrate in the class, cannot grasp whatever the lessons are being given, and mind is wandering so much. And that parents doesn't know, teachers doesn't know. When these scientists went to the vice chancellor and told, what is this? How the children, they are the future of Bharat, and they are with such a, you know, missing point where their brain is not working. It was a shocking thing, and now this has gone to Modi ji also. That now they have made a new education system. Compulsory they have to have a right. 2 semester of values. So values people doesn't know, teachers doesn't know. They are calling Brahma Kumaris to teach the values, the depth of values and practice of meditation, because in the curriculum, they have the part of the meditation and the values. So you can target the education system also and the scientific community and the security people, the defense, everything. Because you can take with these reports along with you, and definitely this will be helpful. And Baba's children also, they don't know. See, when we do yoga, meditation or class, we should never sleep. To conquer the sleep, see, Dadi means Baba taught Dadis that when you become a point of light, light cannot sleep. Can light sleep? No. When you are point of light and you are away from the body, you are a twinkle, twinkle little star, and you will vibrate in such a way your eye cannot pull you down. So you practice so subtly the soul conscious. You are a conqueror of sleep. This is one subject of our study. Baba says, na, hey Nidra Jeet Arjun. Nidra Jeet Vano. He says, children conquer your sleep. We have to conquer the sleep. So that happens in soul conscious. See, soul conscious stage is such a subtle, so powerful stage, na. Anybody comes in front of you, it is not necessary, yes, to tell you the whole story. 1 or 2 lines you can understand whole of his problem, then give the solution. Give the power to them. That will be possible. When you become a point of light, see them the straightaway light, they get the energy. This Baba has told. And Baba gives that energy. That current, immediately it flows, you can block their thoughts. This is Baba's meditation, Baba's magic.
Thank you, Didi. A question, which maybe you just answered, is any other tips or practices for people in working life, how to keep a strong connection with Baba, as you've described, in the midst of a working life?
Yeah, in the midst of working, Baba used to tell Dadis that each work, each second, make laukik to alaukik, means body conscious to soul conscious. First, when you enter your office or anything, you first charge the atmosphere. You sit soul conscious with a self-esteem, soman, that I am master sarva-shaktivan. You are master almighty authority with Baba. And you say, Baba, all your energy is totally in this room. The whole purity and the power is filled. Whoever your children, the souls come here, they should feel that peace, the love and your power. The first thought, whether at home or in the office or with any, you know, group, you have to charge, you have to empower the souls and not to leave them with their thoughts. You have to be cautious. See, gradually, as the world goes down, you know, towards the crisis, more of negativity and impurity will be there. So one practice you have to keep, centralize the consciousness again and again. Come back to yourself. You feel the embodiment of, I am the light being, point of light, master sarva-shakti. I have to just go on give Baba's energy. Tell Baba, Baba, each one who comes here should get your power. That is the request to Baba. Then you will see the magic of Baba's power. Their mind will block and everything goes according to what you wish and Baba wish. So you will be above the influence of the atmosphere and its vibrations. Now what happens when we go as a human beings, one of along them, there you are influenced with their vibrations. Then you say yoga is not good. Because inside out is not there. You are taking everything outside in. Then you are loaded. Then you say, Baba, so heavy, not good. You cannot be. Now you are more above than other human beings. You are donor of all the powers. Baba is the giver. You are the master, merciful na, to go and give. But the fundamental practice you should never forget, that you are a point of light and you have to be that. The introvert, natural, constantly your attention should be on yourself. The most important practice, rest, Baba will look after. You don't worry about it. You have to be in that stage. That will make everything all right. To be karma yogi, that is that. And in this, to maintain this stage, you have to have all the brothers and sisters, whether they are good or a bad, negative or a positive, whatever it is, but you should bless them. Baba, anybody you see, nobody should miss from you anything. You think they should be happy, they should be peaceful, Baba. They should just become totally obstacle free. They should always fly. They should always be happy. What is there to give? We can give. Anything we can give. Continuously we can give. Because Father is ocean. Baba says, no, you don't give from your pocket. You give from my pocket. You have abundant. And it will multiply. So this is the easiest way to be karma yogi. You will not, they will not influence you, but you are influencing everybody. You are giving the energy that will sustain them. They can come out of their negativity. Anything, they will come out. That's what Baba said, the fundamental practices to Dadis. And Dadis used to hammer us. Hours, they used to make us to sit. You be practice, you be this. You can't go out of this. That's how we have to now constantly do that effort. Then it is easy. You can make anybody's life. You will be confident in your doings. And you will be karma yogi. And your practice, the fruit, many will gain. You know, your presence will make the others to get those benefits, you know. Baba's love. The selfless people in the world, they can't find people. Only Baba's children are there to give. And only you can give. Is it okay? Clear?
So we will
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Ambika Devi, please give big hand.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Didi, for coming and joining us and sharing such beautiful, clear points and experience of Daddy and how she passed on Baba's love and how you're passing on that experience in a way to us, and also sharing about the spark experiences and tips for our practice. And thank you, Rajni, then, for joining us today.
You will do meditation?
Yeah. 1 minute, I want to share one thing. It is not that giving is difficult in any situation. In front of me, one brother came. He was just abusing 20 minutes, all till nonsense words. And Dadi, you know, she's getting laughing also. She used to, Dadi ko dekha hai, Didi ne. She has seen, if she gets, you know, laughing, she cannot control her face, become tomato-like, you know. That way, and Dadi, she's hearing, and I am feeling bad because he is such a big Dadi and he is using all nonsense things. And after 20 minutes, she gave drishti. She asked, finished? He got little more angry. She gave an apple and gave. And he abused only went out. Then she started laughing. I told such a thing, bad things he used, and you are laughing. She said again, Mickey Mouse, and she started laughing. See, this is how to be karma yogi. People may come telling nonsense also sometimes to you. They may abuse, they may use all nonsense, bad words also. But you have to laugh. Because poor thing, Dadi said, at last what she said, na? Poor thing, there is some place for him to omit everything. And he became light at least. He thrown away everything. Baba will give energy for him. And sometimes she used to say, come and have lunch afternoon. To such people, she used to say, come and have lunch with me in the afternoon. And that way, you know, that is sustenance. It is all wonderful things. And that's how Baba taught them. And Baba did also. In the class itself, Dadi used to say, Baba used to say, Murali, na? And some will get up, how can you say, for us, all these words? Baba used to just smile and give drishti, nothing. He used to not reply anything. That way, children also were there. And you see the mercy of God. You know, so loving and so caring and blessing them. That way, you know, karma yogi is a practically, you have to be embodiment of Baba's quality, that you are master, merciful, and you are only a giver. Nothing, you are not expecting anything from them. That is the respect what we are giving to them. And that is their empowerment. Our good wishes where they can come up, raise up. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.